Hof Aleph Adar, Sunday the 3rd of March, Rabbi Michael Scharf, disposable and non-food products for Pesach. This week's shiurim have been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ben Reb Shmuel, Zecher Livracha.
Thanks once again for giving such opportunity. Today a special day, Hof Aleph Adar, the Yortzav of the Ne'am Elimelech, Zchuso Yogen Oleinu, especially in devoting a time of learning, giving away from himself, nothing more important, which can be straightway in the morning. The Seder Hayoyim state of when a person gives away from his own time to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he starts the day, and that's why the halacha is actually that someone should learn straight after Shachis, it shows that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Be'emes Man, the whole day is given to you. I need to go out to make panos, I need to do different things. But Lemaitz is all due to Ribbono Shel Olam takes that the whole day is given. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoyche as the Ne'am Elimelech, Chuso Yogen Aleinu, should be Melitz Yosher, and should be Mashpia, his Broches, of Yeshua, and for all, everyone in Klal Yisrael. A topic of non-food sometimes looks very interesting. What can it be? I'm going to try to run through, we don't have much time, as many different type of items which we find that they can be quite serious choshes. And in fact, we're going to see that the choshes problem of Pesach or non-food don't start really today. They start really bizman of the achronim, maybe even the rishonim are really talking about it. The main first issue which I've been asked to talk is on the lid issue, the foil container lids, which we wrote in the accord the last few years, that we do not have any lid for Pesach. What is a shaila? A piece of paper, what can it be? And in fact, last year, we came out with a tzettel probably a bit late when people started already cooking. So it did create some chaos, and we did apologize in this year, our call for this inconvenience, which has caused last year, but at least this year we tried to be mesakin, and we came out with a settle early enough. At least people should know, and I was surprised that some people have already cooked for Pesach. I thought, you know, at least Shlishim Yom Kiddum Lachag, like we heard before. But let's try to understand what is the problem, the practical first issue, and then we're going to go down to the halacha. Paper today, and like it always been, it's basically a wood fiber, like we call it. It's manufactured usually in the countries we have a lot of forest. In just wood. The paper in general, all type of papers, they are manufactured from wood pulps, if we want to see it, and it's grinded and manufactured through it. This has been done for hundreds and if not thousands of years. This was the Avadis given always a cloth, but paper was done from wood parts. It's actually manufactured mainly in country which had a lot of forest. In Europe, I would have taken like Scandinavian, probably one of the biggest paper industry. In the Far East, we're talking about Indonesia, is probably the biggest. And so this is where the country where they are manufacturing the paper. Paper is done what we call either virgin paper, which is a first non-recycle, what they call non-recycle paper, which once you've done the paper, you have the wood pulps, and you wash it to get it clean, and then you are producing the papers. In order to be able to have a proper paper, you need to put something inside to make it shiny, to make it straight, to make it strong, and so on. So there's a lot of process. We're not going to go into all the type of process, how you manufacture different type of paper. What is irrelevant to us is, where is the chometz come in contact with a paper and the need to it? In order to make the lids in particular, there is the manufacture of a lid is a very, very difficult one and complicated. And there is no many manufacturer in the world who can do that. I think there's maybe seven or eight in the whole world although there are so many paper manufacturers, but for the leads themselves, there are not so many. And the reason for that is that the leads need to be heat resistant from one side, not to burn in the oven. So usually you try to put the paper in the oven, it will burn after a certain amount of time in a certain temperature. So you need to have a special treatment, making sure that it's not going to burn, otherwise you start having fire, cause smoke alarm and all those type of things. So there is a lot of speciality how to do it. And I know many people who know how to do it. That's number one. Number two, if it starts getting wet, so we may let the cardboard is going to get ruined straight away. So the way how they're doing it, what they call it, it's a layer paper. Basically, there is various layers, one on top on each other. And there is then, obviously, like we know, like a film, a slight film from both sides to protect the humidity and the wetness should not really go through. And then we have the foil, which is attached from one side, usually on the paper as well. All these layers and the foil need to be glued together in order to stick properly. And this is where one of the places that chometz come along. In order to make a sticky a glue, let's call it a glue, they blend wheat starch or oat, barley, depending the places, and some different starch maybe as well. They blend it together with water to produce an edible glue, and then this is actually sprayed or laid between the layers of papers and obviously the foil to the paper as well, and stuck together. There is another way of the usage of the starch, of this glue, the chometz sticky glue, which is what they called a recycled paper. When a company produces different type of papers, which do not need, for example, starch, but later on, they have offcuts. When they start cutting the board, whatever they want, they have a lot of offcuts. They will then grind it and use it to do, again, a paper. So it's not much 100%. Some will call it still virgin paper because it has not been used, not a recycle. But internally, it's called recycle or rework. Then they will put in the paper itself some glue to keep it properly together. And the glue is not usually, sometimes we can assume that it can be chometz, it can't be chometz. The fact is that between all the seven factories, manufacturers of the papers, they all use chometz sticky glue. And they make simple, they take wheat or oats. We find some other people who did use oats as well, which is one chemesh aminim, and they are blending it together. And some do add some cornstarch as well, depending, but the most of them and the quantity of the starch is definitely chometz sticky. Once they've done it, they use it as a glue. The problem is, once they've done it, they put it, so we have a pure chometz in the paper. And then, although it's dry, we don't see it. We'll see what the halachic issue on this glue in a minute. But Akoponim, we now know that we have chometz in the leads themselves. Not all paper have them. If we're looking at, for example, Bakewell paper, and all those type of papers, not all of them, they do not have it. It's a completely different process. It goes through a sulfuric acid process, which is complete to strengthen the paper. So we're talking about those particular leads. And probably most of the recycled paper also would have a starch. Now, the issue is that the starch itself is roi la'achila. It's an edible food. And we find that Bizman Chazal, the Gemara, we own the Gemara in Psochim, the Gemara said that they used to do, how they used to stop the leak in the in a barrel, a wine barrel, the Gemara Sitke Areve, they used to put some chometz, dough, into the barrel. And this is done Till today, I visited a wine barrel manufacturer, and when I arrived there, I saw that he had a bag of wheat starch with water and like a drill mixing his mix, and then he take this dough and put it in the hole on top, not between the barrel, on the top, and then he push in the wood. So, and that's how he actually see. And I asked him what don't you use today, technology, silicon and different things. He said they have tried many times. This is the best way. And the Gemara said in the Tumas Adeshin brings up open the Ramo, brings up La Aloha in Simen Tov Mem Zayin, middle of Seif Hey, Choves Yain Shedovku Nesoro Bebonsek, Imutuch Beis Chodoshim Kudem Pesach, Adain Rachu Venusim Tam Be Pesach, Ve Osu Lishtoisoi. Aber, if we done it 2 months before Pesach, and then obviously Pesach we're going to start storage, so, the wine, you're not allowed to drink the wine, because the dough is still roi l'anchile, and we mainly will give time. Aber im nosnu koidem lochem kwa nisyabesh ve'enu noisem time bePesach. However, if you have put it a couple of months before, and you'll have it 2 months to dry out, so the chometz, the dough already completely disintegrated, you won't have no time to give into the one you're allowed. You're allowed to then put your wine in storage for Pesach. Today, the way the special type of dough which is done, one could have said, okay, if the lid has been done 2 months before Pesach, then you're allowed to use it. The fact is, the Ramos explained quite clearly, and the Tumas Adeshin is even more clearer, that the reason why you're allowed to store your wine is because the dough stayed airy, if you want, and then it completely changed its structure, although it just stays gluing the surface of the barrel. But the dough is gone completely. However, today, the fact is that it is a special, like a preservative, that makes sure that the dough is still stay edible. We don't see it in our eyes because it is laid between the layer, but it is still here and edible. And therefore, this dough is still also. Some were thinking that perhaps maybe we have a local chometz noksha. I'm just going to bring a chometz noksha. Maybe it's much easier on Pesach, not mamesh chometz gomu, which could be, it's questionable. I'm just going to bring the wording of the Mogen Avraham, which brings up what is, how do you classify the chometz noksha, and the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tov Mem Beis said the following: Chometz nokshe ha'inu she'inu chometz gomur ve'tzorich liyos de'me'oilom loy hoyo roi la'achila. The Magnavon brings, just to explain what's different between the chometz and the chometz nokshe, which we see different halacha, which has never been roi la'achila. Nevertheless, it's not maybe nifsel me'achilas kelev. There is quite few categories. So it does, it definitely a dough which is roi l'achila, and it's made especially for that. And this is the reason why the leaves are not kosher l'Pesach. The main issue is, obviously, if one is going to start warming up or put some liquid in Pesach, if it's dry, too dry matter, we know there's no bleas. I think we mentioned this in the past. There's no bleas between too dry matter. So if we have a lid which is completely dry, and then we have cookies inside, nothing will really go through. So this should be alright, at least not to put it on the paper surface in case there's something. I'm not saying it's ideal because maybe a little bit of starch have stayed on the paper, but I'm saying there's no bleed directly. However, if we would have had wet like soup or any juice, anything in it, then it will go through, it can go through the foil eventually, when you, if the foil falls in the container, but you go to the freezer and so on. So this is the reason, especially on Pesach, that chometz is b'mashu, so in Meile, you are defrosting something, taking something, you're reheating something, and you will have straight away bleas. Now I just want to make maybe a strong statement. The fact is that since there are not so many manufacturing of this type of leads, we are not the first one to go through it, but that Edach Redis have, I think, visited almost all the manufacturers of leads in the world. from Scandinavian to China to Indonesia and so on, and they have not found any manufacturer which could supply them with kosher Pesach lid. So, leads. The leads. That's correct. The leads. So, they have found what... And the reason is because all of them need to use edible and food edible glue and this water they are using. We did find Dersier one manufacturer who we didn't visit. However, as far as they told us, they are not using wheat starch. And the issue which we have, why we didn't follow it up and we couldn't get at the problem, because they are only the manufacturers, and to make leads out of their direct paper is going to be very expensive to the final users, because it's done for completely something else. And what they actually do is they send it to different cutting houses which will use the board for high-value items, what they called, and the off-cuts, then it's sold off to the lead manufacturer, who then cut it to the correct size. The problem is that those companies who cut the leads, who have the off-cuts, buy the rolls of original cardboard, I would say, from many manufacturers, and it was impossible to trace where the offcuts come from. So the only way was actually to bring the original massive cardboard sheet to cut it specially, and in so far it did not work out. It was impossible, and obviously we haven't visited this place to make sure that Take they use only non-chomet as far as
with the lid of a barrel.
Of no, taking the lid of the foil containers of the paper. So this is the main issue. So I am extremely surprised, I'll be honest, that to see that some under Hersherim did come out. I don't usually like to speak against under Hersherim, but I can tell you there is nothing on the market available. And I believe anyone who wrote the Kosher Pesach, I can probably categorically say it's a myth of information, and they have probably missed a lot of going through and finding information, going to this type of company to find out the real answer, if it's true. Now, laboratory tests, some people may rely to check if it's wheat starch or not wheat starch. I can tell you that the test that we have tested the last few years, and the fact is that the laboratory got it wrong. They can't really 100% get it right. Once it's mixed between one starch and another, it's not so simple. And in fact, we find that the laboratory had some big mistake in it. They said sometimes it was not containing starch, which we knew it was containing starch, and so on. There is certain tests to do, but it definitely was not accurate. So, in the meantime, I can say there's none on the market, and I would be very pleased that if anybody do have such a thing to come along and to show us where this is available. Like I said, even the Eid Achedis have spent, I can tell you, tens of thousands of dollars traveling the world and rejected one after the other. Now, no one has said that it's Mamash Chometz Gomur, exactly the Halachic category. It's a very difficult. If someone cooked or not, you need to ask. It's rov, exactly, but it's definitely not ideal to use, definitely not on Pesach in a wet product, and definitely not to reheat on it, because definitely you can have a mushroom. Now, going through on the starch issue, it does not finish by the leads. So once we're talking about it, I think I want to run through various products that maybe we don't have so much in mind that we have the same issue. Disposable gloves. A lot of people are using disposable gloves, and there are some starch-free and some non-starch. Some starch and some with starch free. Now, the just to understand, the gloves, yeah, people use it sometimes disposable. Now, to understand why a glove needs to have starch, and this affect the same idea for rubber bands and plastic balloons and so on, is when to produce a glove, you basically have a mold, which is a metal hand, according to the size, and they pour on it boiling latex, rubber, whatever the material is on it, and then they take it out of it. Now, the problem is, if you just pour latex on it, it will stick to the metal, to the mold. So what they do, they dust it with a starch. Well, again, they need to have edible starch, which they, because it's usually mainly for food use and so on. And then they take it out. Now, the fact is that even the non-starch doesn't mean that they never had starch in it. The way it works, then blown out, the starch is blown out later on to remove it. So, obviously, they need to be very careful, because especially they are used for surgical and in hospitals, so they don't want any starch in stayed in so on. But, Akolponim, if someone wants to be almost 100% sure on a product, on a gloves which have not ever seen starch, the only one is the glove which exists in the petrol station, that you take out sometimes not to get dirty, that's quite large, maybe not comfortable to work with, but this is the only one, because they are manufactured in different way, not in one shot, it's called a double press together. This is one of the issues. The balloon is the same thing, and that's what we said, never blow a balloon, a plastic balloon on Pesach, because you will have starch on it. It could be kidneys, it could be chometz, it could be kosher paste. No one have ever gone into it. And this is maybe interesting topic. Lagabe Shabbos, it's Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Oibach in Zichron Livorche claims that blowing a balloon on Shabbos is makeh bepatish, because you are now creating something new and should not allow. However, I think maybe misinformation was missing here. People who asked Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, because Be'emet the balloon was blown, because when you to get the correct size, you actually use the mold, and when you take it out, then shrink back. So we made it, this balloon was in fact blown. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel Zalman holds that even it was only made as a mold, that is not concerned. Gabi Makir Patish, different question, but interesting thing. The rubber band is the same thing. Again, it's rubber, and if one starts to look on the rubber, you can see there's a white powder on it, which also comes on starch. The other thing is cork. Cork from wine, liquor, and those type of things. There is two ways of using. Especially, there is obviously the industrial machinery where they use cork to push into the bottles. Then they usually use a machine which press the cork. The cork need to be wider than the whole of the bottle. Otherwise, it will fall. You'll have air coming through and oxidation and so on. So, in industrially, they have a machine which press the cork and then push it in. So, mainly stay firm. However, the cork that we buy in boots, in all the homemade wine, I would say, and such a thing, and even industrially, really fine, they are dusted with starch in order to be able to go in easy. On the one, it'd be too sticky. And this is the same thing for like all the plastic, cork today, that's only the right choice of cork, but also today, in order to, unless, if you don't want to use a cork, use like a plastic
wine stopper.
So the wine stopper that we buy, you know, sometime in a presentation, this doesn't have, because it's made specially like a screen system. But if they want to really keep it, that it expand inside and keep the tightness of the air, also you'll find that it have some stuff. So one need to be careful where it comes from. Now, I'm going in 5 minutes to discuss a little bit the plastic industry. The plastic industry itself, a cup, plastic cup, cutlery, and plate, and so on. If we're talking a plain, pure, and simple plate, see-through or white, not talking about colored, the product which they use, it's 100% petrol-based, and MS doesn't cause any problem. What they do is a granule. Should have bought maybe some sample, but okay, another opportunity. And they basically melt it, and they go through either an extrusion, what they call it, and they expand to the type of mold, or it's produced in a sheet, and it goes through molding system. It's two ways of doing it, and there's no chomet shaila whatsoever. In the color, yes, the color itself could be problematic because the color is done with certain ingredients, not the dye, the color itself, not, but the carrier, the liquid carrier, we did find some chomet ingredient in it, and this is better to avoid, obviously, unless you have a hedge on it. Now, the issue that you come in a plastic things are as follows. One of the companies which we visited, I realized that they had a bottle of, basically almost a bottle of water on the side. And when I asked what it was, I saw that it was alcohol, pure alcohol. And the reason for that is they're using it, they're taking, once the plastic comes out, not all of them, when sometimes through the pressing they get a little bit of dust or a little bit of black mark from the machinery, they have a sponge and they wipe this plastic to remove it. This was one issue. The other issue, I was visiting a place, and suddenly I see the goyim, the machine are working, and the goyim walking out with sandwiches in the factory. So it's not gishmak, although the machine take a work automatically and non-stop, but you have the goy there working with a sandwich, touching the cups or the plate or whatever it is. It's definitely not ideal that we should have such a thing for Pesach. Apart from the hygiene issue, which is also something which... So we have banned this type of companies, because if you don't have hygiene and the company can come in with a sandwich, you never know what else they can bring in to it. So this was one of the... this why the disposable... we also made Kosher LePesach, which is our company, with fully certified, with government proper certification, fully hygiene, come in with special clothes when they go into the canteen, change and so on, to make sure that everything is done properly. The last thing which I want, we discussed already in this issue, we'll mention regarding the ink on the eggs for Pesach. The ink of the eggs, which probably it's known that the last few years we have introduced that people should try to buy only kosher Pesach eggs. Now the egg itself is not really a problem of Pesach. The problem started a few years ago where the government in Europe insisted that every egg needs to be stamped. Such rules really exist already in Israel for many years, in America as well. This is for full traceability. The EU used to allow traceability on the box itself, not on every individual. Those have changed. The ink itself contained basic two ingredients, a dye, which is a synthetic color, the red, the blue, whatever it is, and then there is an alcohol in it, in order to make it liquidy. And the fact is that this alcohol, in many companies, is pure chometz. Today, alcohol is done in Europe, a huge amount of alcohol is actually done from wheat derivative, which is than a chomet. Now, although we know that alcohol evaporates, but the metzis is the two things. Some does stay on together with the ink, otherwise the powder, which is the ink, is actually come, synthetic powder will then crumble again. And the other thing is this little alcohol do pierce through the egg. The eggs, although have a film around it, but they have a little holes and go through. What's interesting is, I was in America in a liquid eggs plant, and visiting, they had a part where they were packing just normal eggs. While I was watching, I realized that the eggs were very clean. So I went back again to see what happened. They actually wash their eggs with water and a brush. But they have a problem because they don't want to have the dirty eggs which we actually have in Europe. But the reason why in Europe they don't wash it, the reason is because the Ebshel Bashaf and the egg, they have a film around it. Without this film, the eggs will get completely off, because the air will start penetrating, so the Mantin Gemorah, the Shah brings this up, there is a small hole, and the Rashba brings it up, just why you have two eggs, it will go blias, the Choyer, you have a shell, because it does go through between them. So in America, they have a problem. You are removing, by washing the eggs, you are removing the film. So what do? They are re-coating every egg with oil, and especially fat, around it to create it. At the time, I discussed with some Rabbonim regarding Pesach, obviously, was one of the issues, and so on. We have a different issue regarding Pesach, and this is one of the minogim, that people wash the eggs before Pesach, because the eggs come directly dirty, obviously they are brushed, they are not washed, but they are brushed to remove the maximum what they can. But sometimes you'll find kernel, like little wheat kernel and such a thing in the egg. So definitely there is such a minute to wash the egg in order to remove the chomet. But one to be very careful. If we are washing it before Pesach, you can cause salmonella. Because if you have washed the water and the egg, cause salmonella. So if one do want to wash it, make sure you dry it properly, that like there is no water stay on it. And this is the reason why we have changed. There are few companies who produce the ink, kosher Pesach, ones which we need to bring from America, a special batch with manufacture there, ones with manufacture here in the UK, to make sure that the ink is a kosher Pesach. So we see, to conclude, that although they are not directly, and you should know that the halacha of Dioy, it's not a new invention, it's mentioned in halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I'll just give you the Maram Mekoymes, in Siman Tov Mebeis, Seif Yud, Dioy Shu Mevushel, if someone wants to look at it, there is Sugya there, Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish, you should see that it's not very so simple. The whole heter in Shulchan Aruch, that is muter, is because it was pogum, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Dioy Shu Mevushel B'shchach Seoy Muter Lichtoy Boy, and we are not chushes he's going to put in his mouth. It's all because it's pogum. But to use it himself definitely is also. So I hope we try to clarify this, and if she helps, we should come to Pesach. We should not be nichshel afilo b'mashu chometz. As we said, the daf tov in Ari HaKodosh, they said nichshel afilo b'mashu chometz eno chidei kol hashonah.